A reading from the book of the prophet Baruch. Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. Wrapped in the cloak of justice from God, bear on your head the mitre that displays the glory of the eternal name. For God will show all the earth your splendor. You will be named by God forever, the peace of justice, the glory of God's worship. Up, Jerusalem, stand upon the heights. Look to the east and see your children gather from the east and the west at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that they are remembered by God. Led away on foot by their enemies, they left you, but God will bring them back to you, borne aloft in glory as on royal thrones. For God has commanded that every lofty mountain be made low, and that the age-old depths and gorges be filled to level ground, that Israel may advance secure in the glory of God. The forest and every fragrant kind of tree have overshadowed Israel at God's command. For God is leading Israel in joy by the light of his glory, with his mercy and justice for company. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippines. Philippians, sorry. Brothers and sisters, I pray always with joy in my everyday prayer for all of you because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. From the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Remember just 2 weeks ago, I think it was this Mass, where I made a comment that, yes, in our congregation we do have a Dallas Cowboys fan. And then all of a sudden, most of the section over here that was sitting there said, "Hey, we're from Dallas, we're Cowboys fans." Well, we do have a Denver Broncos fan here, I know. And they are parishioners, so that's their passport to get in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I was very fortunate during my priesthood to go on a couple of pilgrimages to the Holy Land. And one of the most popular pilgrimage sites in Jerusalem is the Wailing Wall. Now, the Wailing Wall is the only standing remnant of the magnificent temple of Jerusalem that was totally destroyed by the Romans in the year 70 AD. Now, pilgrim Jews would make it a point on their pilgrimage to go there to pray, to cry, to wail. That's why they called it the Wailing Wall, because they cry and wail. And even some will bump their foreheads on the wall. It's a wall of petition as well. And it's really extraordinary to see and experience them. It's called, why do they cry? And there's two reasons why. One is because that they really, they could not yet rebuild that magnificent temple before the Muslims took over and did their own thing in regards to that area. They also cry because they know that their Messiah has not yet come. So they're still waiting for their Messiah. We know in our Catholic faith, in our Christian faith, that yes, the Messiah has come. We believe that he has already come, that he is Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah that sent from heaven to save us. Now, we're in this season of Advent. We're in a season preparing for Christmas. And if you listen to that gospel passage, you see the names that St. Luke brings us: Pontius Pilate, Herod, Annas, Caiaphas. They're all important people who sentenced our Lord Jesus to die on the cross. So why would St. Luke bring them up during this season of Advent? St. Luke wants to remind us of the very person of Jesus Christ, the very purpose of his birth. And as Pope Leo the Great said it quite simply, but most profound, he said, Jesus was born for us to die on the cross. And Mary stored these things in her heart from the time of his presentation. Her first sorrow was the prophecy of Simeon that this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself, Mary, a sword will pierce. So in preparing for Christmas, a lot of us can get caught up in the commercialism. A lot of us can get caught up in the consumerism that surrounds us each and every day, media, TV, what have you. Let our focus be on Jesus. It is a time of waiting. It's a time of preparing our hearts. It's a time to slow down. I still remember one retreat that I made. Our retreat master had shared with us. He said, men, sometimes we have to slow down in order to catch up with God. That really makes sense when you think about our lives. That yes, we have to slow down from all the busyness in order to allow God to enter into our hearts, in order to catch up with God. Now, again, this season is also a time of repentance. And I shared that last week with you, that we can't separate Christmas from Lent. But Lent is the time of repentance. Yes, we give up things, we offer things, we go to confession. But so is Advent. Advent is a time to prepare our hearts for the coming of our Lord. And how are we doing that? We follow a crucified Lord, and that does entail a lot of sacrifice. So we can't separate Christmas from Good Friday. We can't separate the crib at Bethlehem from the cross. That crib leads us to the cross on Calvary. Yes, Jesus was born, God made man, in order to die for us. So Emmanuel, God with us, we're reminded of this in our very liturgy. We should rejoice. We should rejoice, as it's said in that first reading, because we are remembered by God. And then St. Paul said in that second reading, I am confident of this, that the one who began good work in you will continue to complete it. Yeah, God just doesn't throw us on this earth and then leave. He's not a watchmaker where he winds us up and then just sits back and sees how our life will unfold. No, God is with us, and as he is, you know, with most of us, in the most important way, in the Holy Eucharist. That's why it's most profound here at Holy Mass, that that bread and wine will become his body and his blood. And we should never take that for granted. If you can think back during this pandemic, when most were, again, locked out, so to speak, for a period of time, asked to do spiritual communion, asked to watch Mass in the media. How many of you truly missed our Lord, receiving him, body, blood, soul, and divinity? How many of you came back very, very hungry for Christ? And then there are some who still have yet to come back. Again, I've always said, since we've had our kneelers, we're very blessed to have the opportunity to receive our Lord in the most profound way, on our knees or at a railing. And it does make us different from the line. When we're standing in line, we're standing in line just like you are at the grocery store, at Costco, at whatever. Here you get that short moment to stare at the crucifix, to stare at the tabernacle, to say, Lord Jesus, please help me believe. Help me believe even more before you can receive our Lord. What a great opportunity that is. At each and holy Mass, our Lord Jesus comes to us. Yes. How many of us are still hungry for God? I truly believe that we will be saved through Eucharistic adoration. It's through that prayer, it's through that time that we come to our Lord again, and he's exposed to us in the most profound way, in a monstrance. And thanks be to God, our renovation continues to have a separate new adoration chapel that you can come to him 24/7. And there's 168 hours in the week. And we have close to 900 families now. It's pretty awesome. I think there's 182 new families. I think we can probably cover that. But what a great opportunity it is to have that opportunity to come to our Lord. And we shouldn't let it pass away. Yeah, we all know what's going on in our world. We all know what's going on in our own church. It is a time for a Eucharistic revival. It is a time that we can come forward, receive our Lord in the most profound way, and to be able to adore him any time of the day, any time of the week. Yeah, I think that advantage, that time with God, he wants us to just be with. To just be with him in his presence. He'll touch our hearts. When we're there in the quiet of the night or the morning or the afternoon, we can watch our love for him deepen. So why not, during this Advent season, spend time with our Lord, embrace our cross, but also to assist others when we can, through prayer, through our assistance in carrying out their cross. Because it's only in God. It's only in God that my soul will be at rest. And it's only in him that comes my salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Please stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life for the world to come. Amen. Yes, John the Baptist proclaimed that all mankind will see the salvation of God. Therefore, we pray confidently for the needs of all our God's children.
That Christ may fill the Pope, our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops with spiritual gifts and graces. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That under the protection of Christ, our times may be peaceful. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christ may guide the minds of those who govern us to promote the common good according to his will. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christ may banish disease, drive out hunger, and ward off every affliction. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christ may find us watching when he comes. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all who have died, especially for Mary Rocha, for whom this Mass is being offered. That Almighty God would in his mercy welcome her and all the faithful departed into his heavenly homeland. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, almighty and merciful God, for you all things are possible. Fill our hopes, our intentions, that we may wait with great patience, with great joy, for the coming of your Son, Jesus, who is Christ the Lord. Amen.